When Detroit went bankrupt, it made headlines all over the world. And that's how many people in China found out about the city's incredibly cheap real estate, sparking a lot of excited internet chatter. Then some Detroit real estate agents started talking about growing interest from Chinese property buyers, many of whom wanted to make bulk purchases on the cheap. And finally, a China-based international real estate website listed Detroit as the fourth most popular U.S. city for Chinese homebuyers. But those rankings come from counting search terms, not tracking actual deals. All this added up to some rather dramatic headlines, but hard numbers have been elusive.
One of the indicators of is there actually interest from China and are the funds flowing into Detroit would be an indication of participation in our auctions, because our auctions sell thousands and thousands of parcels of property at very reasonable prices.
That's David Szymanski, Chief Deputy Treasurer for Wayne County. He's talking about the county's annual tax foreclosure auction. Last year, nearly 20,000 properties hit the auction block, the vast majority of them in Detroit. When the auction went online 3 years ago, investors from all over the world could start bidding. But when Szymanski crunched the latest numbers, he found that 99% of buyers are still based in the U.S. And while a tiny portion did go to foreign investors, not one purchase appears to have come from China. Admittedly, this is an imperfect measure. Overseas buyers can hire a U.S. agent to bid on their behalf, and there are lots of other ways to buy property. But Szymanski says all this talk about massive Chinese investment in Detroit real estate seems to have been exaggerated.
This thought that the rest of the world is buying Detroit seems to be misplaced. Although I'll be very honest, I want the participation of other countries. I would love to see the money flow in.
A lot of people feel that way. Detroit's many abandoned homes and vacant properties are a big reason why the city went bankrupt. And while the idea of a massive Chinese land buying spree in Detroit still seems pretty thin, there are some very strong signs that Chinese investors have a growing interest in the city. At least Jerry Xu thinks so. He's president of the Detroit Chinese Business Association. Xu says that while most Chinese investment in Detroit thus far has been in the automotive industry, with the bankruptcy, Detroit real estate has also become a hot topic in China.
We have the most beautiful riverfront, and we have a lot of, you know, beautiful buildings that as long as you need to, you polish them up, they can be a top-notch building.
Xu says it's just getting started. Late last year, a Shanghai-based investment group bought three major historic commercial buildings in downtown Detroit, sight unseen. They couldn't believe the price tag. State and local political leaders have also played a big role in courting Chinese investment, particularly Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, who's visited China every year he's been in office and was the keynote speaker at a Detroit Chinese Business Association gala last week. Some people in Detroit aren't thrilled about this. With so much cheap land available, there's fear that lots of big purchases could concentrate ever more land in wealthy investors' hands. And when those buyers are from overseas, people can get even more uneasy. But that's not a big concern for Detroit resident and property manager Eric Kreitzer, at least not yet. Kreitzer says he's more concerned about finding community-minded investors who do quality work and less about where the money comes from. Even though his business is still pretty new, he's already hearing from some international investors.
Here I am, a small fry, and I get phone calls from people from Hong Kong.
So while this idea that Chinese or other foreign investors are swallowing up Detroit land may be significantly overhyped, people are interested. They're just doing more shopping than buying at the moment. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.